just what, balked? What's another way of saying that he refuses to do it? He just... you have a horse that's been frightened at some time or other by an automobile or something like that. So that it's afraid of automobiles now. You might say that he's afraid of automobiles now, but formerly he was.
Formerly he wasn't afraid of them?
Another way you might, is there any other way you might say it? He's afraid of them now, but
he didn't used to be yet. I suppose he...
Well, I suppose I'm going somewhere and there's a fork in the road. You say that I ought to take the right fork. Now, what would you say? What kind of parallel statement would you make about the left fork?
Maybe I should have taken the left fork.
Well, you're giving me direction. You say you ought to take the right fork. Another way you might say it, you might tell me about the left fork.
Should take the right fork because the left fork leads in a different direction, a bad road or something like that, I guess.
What's another way you might tell a child that he shouldn't do something? Instead of saying he shouldn't do it.